Thank you so much, Gabriel. And the Magdalene and Yeshua for what they have brought forth already today. So, everyone, take a couple of breaths. Let's pause just for a minute while we are being bathed in the magnificent frequencies of these grand beings before we begin. So, everyone, take a breath. Be aware of yourself. And carry these beautiful energetics into the rest of the segments today. So, we want to begin by giving you a bit more information on how you are now receiving all these energetics. Because this is so very important for each of us to understand, the Council has asked that we reiterate some of what was given and also provide some more details. So, first, they would like you to understand that because the way you are now receiving is so different, that it will take you a few sessions to really begin to recognize the differences. And there is a learning curve on how you will access and assimilate the energetics in this new form. So, receiving the energetics as these massive blocks of information and light codes is how Joan and I have been receiving over the past 2 years. And it definitely took us time to adjust to those differences. So before these new changes that are now in play, she and I would receive the energetics, and then through the presentations, we would transmit those energetics to all of you. Now, with these energetic blocks already in place in your fields, when we transmit a presentation to you now, the presentations will function as activators to release the corresponding and necessary codes that are specific to you. And this will also activate the collective codes for the community as a whole, as well as those that are becoming part of the Ascension template that we are creating. So you can see there's a lot occurring on many levels. And because your soul and your prime directive are unique to only you, how you experience receiving and ultimately knowing what you are receiving will be different than how and what your friends may be receiving. So there are several reasons why these changes are occurring. As we are invited into these very different realms where the frequencies are so refined, it will feel quite different in your unique fields. You will learn as we continue to distinguish between the frequencies that are releasing from the energetic blocks that you hold and feel, and the refined frequencies of these new realms that we will now be experiencing. So all of these frequencies combined are much more subtle and softer than what we may have experienced in the past. So for the most part, they are not going to knock your socks off because they are extremely refined. But this does not mean they are any less powerful. But because your state of being is so much higher and in itself more refined, that generally these energetics will be received by you in a much gentler way. And this is due to the level of mastery that each of you now hold. Now, there will at times be exceptions to this. And those exceptions will most likely be because something is specific to you, your prime directive, and who you are as a soul spirit. So this happened to me several weeks ago. Joan and I were discussing things that we each saw that might be presented in our upcoming sessions. And we touched on a particular topic, and it's one that she and I have discussed and spoken about in the past. But on this particular day, when it was mentioned, this huge download came immediately into my field with information I had never considered before. And this information was specific to my soul, my journey, and my prime directive. I was totally blown away and brought to tears. And because it was specific for me, Joan didn't understand why I was suddenly overwhelmed with emotion and couldn't even speak on this call. And it took me several minutes just to be able to convey what I was experiencing. So the reason I'm sharing this experience with you is a way of saying, don't be surprised by what you may receive during this year. So another reason for the changes in how you receive. Each of you are being prepared for the time when Joan and I are ready to step back and really retire. And the council wants you to know that when that time does come, you will have everything in place for your continued ascension journey. Now, some of you have asked us directly if we will be continuing after this year. As long as Joan and I remain healthy and no unforeseen circumstances arise, we will very likely have a level 4 and maybe even a level 5 if enough of you are interested in continuing. We do know if we do continue, the sessions and the way they're scheduled will be structured differently than they are now. But we'll come back to this later in the year when we have a lot more information and details about that. So if we do have a level 4, please know that the commitment from the council still stands, that at the conclusion of this year, you will ascend as an ascendant master when you leave this lifetime. With that said, there are different levels of ascension. So if we do continue after this year, it will be like going to graduate school. So either way, these 3 years will stand alone as a completed ascension series. So the council also wanted us to remind you that your participation, I can't speak today, your participation and contribution in creating the ascension template will be part of your legacy to Earth and humanity. And that's huge. And it will also become a permanent light imprint within the matrix of your soul. Now, there's not been a lot of information given about the Ascension Template other than the fact that we are creating it and anchoring it for those who will be coming in after us. So to give us a little more insight, they have shared that this template has been designed to be fluid. And what that means is that built into its operating system is the ability for it to be added to, which will allow it to evolve as the consciousness of humanity evolves. I personally think this is brilliant because, as you are all aware, many of the foundational documents that have been used to form belief systems, government, church doctrines, etc., do not evolve. Generally, the story ends with the completion of the documents or with whatever the accepted historical and or academic perspectives are at the time. And there's rarely any expansion allowed in that. So this brilliant design takes all of that out of play. Amazing, don't you agree? So take a breath. This was a lot of information. So before we move on, are there any questions about what has just been presented? Okay. If not, please prepare. Welcome, Joan, and the Council of 12.